Blog Talk Radio.
Well, there's only a couple of special people that I really care about more so than the breath I breathe every day. And one of them is my mother and my father. They've been my superheroes all my life. Director Livesey's turned 80. And we want to celebrate her youthful age and to allow people to give her recognition and love that she deserved for the last 80 years, pioneering everywhere she's been. Mama, I love you. Happy birthday.
Oh,
All right, Mama Reek, and the reason for me doing this is because my mother is turning a youthful 80 years old, and she is, you know, cherished a lot of people with their blessings and her appearance for the last 80 years. She has been my superhero, like my dad, you know, all my life, but what we're not doing tonight and what we can't do is because there's so many people trying to get in. But I want to just first off say, love you, Mama, and let me let her say hello first. And then I'm going to meet you, Mama.
Okay, first of all, I like to certainly give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And just I'm so thankful for just everything, all that he's done, my family, just all that he has allowed me to accomplish, to triumph over, to learn from, and to laugh about, and to move forward. It has been my desire to change the world in a very positive way, and I have tried. I have certainly tried, and I just say to God be the glory. Thank you, Tom. Love you dearly. You know that. My family and all of my friends. Thank you. Okay.
Well, I want to let people know that they're going to have to shuffle their shoes. And it's almost like, what was that game, Mama? You know, when you had to spin the colorful wheels and you tic-tac-toe or whatever, you know.
Yes. Okay.
In other words, you got so many people trying to get on your show
that
we're just going to have to go through. We have to go through and just say, and all they want to do is really give blessings to you. And let's start with one. Here's one who you know, 678-886. Dana, say happy birthday.
Hi, I know. We say happy birthday to you. I love you.
Hi, Dana. I love you so much.
I love you. Congratulations, you turned 80 years old.
Yes.
That is a blessing.
Yes, it is. I give God all the honor and all the glory. That's for sure.
Yes, ma'am. All right, love you.
Love you too.
Okay.
Thank you, Dana.
Uh-huh.
As we're going through here, we're just going to have, now here are people who are going to be trying to come in from different, oh, here is, one second. We have another person who came in who wants to just say happy birthday to you. And as you understand that I wasn't able to book a 100-seat, you know, auditorium, okay, you know, in a Volkswagen. We have someone who's just come back in. Trisha Bailey?
Yeah, I can come back to the house with me. I can't go home.
Trisha?
Thank you so much. Oh, no, you're
welcome.
And I should have your picture.
Hold a second. We got someone right here. This comes all the way from Overland Park, Kansas. Can you state your name? 913.
My name is Marcus Austin, and I'm very proud to be calling in to speak to my Aunt Doretha.
I love you,
hey,
Marcus.
Hey, Larry. I love you, too. Happy 80th birthday.
Thank you. This is only the beginning. I have to aim for at least 30 more years, okay?
Well, you saw what I said. I said 80 down and 80 more to go.
Well, hey, hold on a second. Marcus going to surprise you. Marcus, can you do that?
Okay.
I can, and I have something that I'd like everybody to hear. It's very important. And this is very near and dear to Doretha Lizzie because she actually wrote this, okay? The title is called The Promised Land, Then and Now. The Promised Land, Then and Now. envision with me the scene of a 1,000-acre antebellum plantation with 26 slaves by Doretha Livesey. The original owner of this historical plantation was Thomas McGuire, an immigrant from Ireland. He settled at Rock Ridge, just south of Centerville, in 1820. There, he built his life around this 956-acre plantation. He called it the Promised Land. Along with 10 children and 26 slaves, McGuire cultivated the land and built a small empire around himself. He built the Big House, as it is referred to today. It was comparatively modest in size and ornamentation, but substantial. It stands today, though one wonders how it escaped the torches of General Sherman's men when he passed by here on their march to the sea. The spectacular story can be found in the pages and in between the lines of a farm journal or diary that was kept from July 1859 to July 1866 by the master of this plantation. McGuire came from Ireland, as previously indicated, and settled in Gwinnett County. He became one of the leading citizens of the country, of the county. His surviving diary chronicles the daily activities of plantation life. It tells of growing cotton, wheat, corn, vegetables, fruits, raising hogs, cattle, and sheep. Activities on the plantation also included carpentry, blacksmithing, ginning, tanning hides, milling flour, grinding cane, and making brick. The Big House was also used as a courthouse and post office during the Civil War days. McGuire's journal also records the effects of the war between states and on his plantation and the Atlanta area. In November 1864, Yankee soldiers on the march to the sea passed by the Promised Land and burned McGuire's gin house, stables, barn, and fences while McGuire hid out in the woods. The soldiers also slaughtered his livestock. He and his family, along with his slaves, hid out in the woods for 3 weeks. They were in fear for their lives. But fortunately, McGuire's house was spared and stands today in the Promised Land community. It is privately owned and not open to the public.
Okay, I'm
going to
get one person out. There's too many people on. Call.
The Big House is now 189 years old. The house is beautiful. It has been restored numerous times. Thomas McGuire perhaps had some funds when he came to Gwinnett County. It would have been difficult to acquire 956 acres and 26 slaves otherwise. He and his sister owned some very fine pieces of furniture that was bought over from Ireland. Mr. Robert and Moena Livesey, my in-laws, purchased the plantation in the 1920s. They were farmers and the parents of 18 children, 13 lived. They felt that if a person thinks highly of themselves, they will act that way. The Livesey's have a lot of dignity and high self-esteem. They advocated for their family, a firm faith in God, hard work, education, so they could become achievers. Be the best of whatever you are. Fortunately, today we have entrepreneurs, doctors, lawyers, teachers, editors, white-collar and blue-collar workers, politicians, and the list goes on. The revival of the Promised Land began in 1969. Thomas and Doretha Livesey returned to Georgia after spending 10 years in Chicago. They started a business. You guessed it. We named it the Promised Land because of the historical significance. We have five children, Cheryl, Yolanda, Thomas, Tommy, Kevin, and Kobe. The business consisted of a grocery store, restaurant, barbershop, beauty shop, a washerette, and a car wash. Even though the business was open and operated by family members, including our children, Thomas was employed at the United States Post Office in Atlanta. I was employed at Georgia Power in Atlanta. Yes, the journey wasn't easy. It required a lot of hard work and sacrifice. Thomas also subcontracted 8 homes in the community. We are proud of this community. There is a lot of heritage and a lot of sweat went into it. Previously, it was a community rich in family ties and traditions. Today, it has grown immensely. The emotions overrule good judgment. The cliche that I frequently share with visitors goes like this. If you don't make it over yonder, you can always say that you have been to the promised land. Descendants of the Anderson, Blackman, and Lyon families still reside in the community. They have also made outstanding contributions. We feel blessed to have the new Bethel AME Church in our community. This church is now 118 years old. The church offers a beacon of light for the community and for weary souls to worship. It is where we obtain the blessings of the Lord, which motivates and sustains us to continue to press forward. The new Bethel AME Church has grown from 30 members in 1968 to 2,000 in 2009. And we have experienced phenomenal growth in this community. The Reverend Ronald L. Owens is the pastor. In conclusion, soon after the terrible invasion of the Promised Land, the Emancipation Proclamation by President Abraham Lincoln was written into law and adopted. As a result of that, the slaves were freed. The nation's slaves were liberated. The Promised Land became the free home for blacks as well as whites in 1863. The belief was during the years of slavery and afterward during Reconstruction, if the blacks made it to this particular area, the Promised Land would offer them safety and provisions. Now, in that same belief, a vibrant community has emerged. This is a community of cooperation for everyone, regardless of their race, creed, or color. This spirit of accomplishment continues to grow. Ambitious concerns and desires prevail. Recently, on December 10, 2009, Gwinnett County Board of Education renamed the first county school in the Promised Land community from Snell Elementary to Anderson Livesey Elementary. In an attempt to honor our forefathers, Mr. Thomas Mitchell Anderson and Mr. Robert Papa Bob Livesey, the inspiration passed down by our ancestors continues to respond, like phrases such as, good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good becomes better and your better becomes your best. Doretha Livesey is an accomplished journalist and a leading citizen of Gwinnett County, Georgia, USA, and my auntie. And that is the story of the Promised Land. The end.
Thanks, Marcus.
You're welcome.
Marcus Austin is an accomplished writer and an editor as well, and you have to understand we all come from a whole family of all kind of different people. I have someone who wants to tell you, Mama, what you don't have. Lynn Robinson.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Ms. Livesey. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I didn't make it to the celebration Saturday. Your son talked so fast, he missed giving me the street address. So I said, okay, I think I can find it. I'm just riding all over the Promenade, all dressed up with your card and my book, going to read a little poem to you as a tribute.
Yes.
After riding around about 30 minutes and I couldn't get Tommy on the phone, I headed home. But I'm glad I had the opportunity to stop by. And I just want, this is just a card. This is not anything that I wrote. But I can't mail it to you because I don't have a snail mail address, and you know how finding those are. So I just want to read you my little card, okay?
Yeah, okay, okay, thank you.
It says, I hope you had a happy birthday. Your birthday came and went, but the happiness I'm wishing you is meant to last all year. Happy belated birthday. Your neighbor, Lynn.
Thank you so very much. And I regret that you missed the party. But thank you, and we will have to get together. You have a standard invitation. Stop by whenever you want to, okay?
Okay, well, tell your son to slow down long enough and give me the address.
I can't do that because there's stalkers out here, but listen, also tell my mother what you're saying.
I didn't stop and ask someone, and I said, no, not in the metro. No one would have given me any information because they didn't know who I was.
Okay.
So, no, I didn't even stop and ask anybody.
Well, that's not the point, Lynn. What I'm trying to tell you is tell what I said to you about my mother, you know, out of her fabulous 80 years, what she does not have and she wants wholeheartedly is to put it down
in a book.
And you are, Mama, this is the acclaimed author, top in Georgia, and this is where we're going to start.
Well, I'm excited, and I will get with you. I've started a book probably 2 years ago, but my life has been so busy. I'm working as a school named Anderson Livesey. I'm still employed from 7:30 to 3:30. I'm rearing great-grandchildren. I really haven't had time to finish a book, okay?
If you have any notes, whatever you have, if you give me what you have, I'll get started on it.
Okay, well, that's the deal. That's the winner.
Okay.
That's the most important one.
Okay.
Thank you
so
very much.
That's all we need to do, something to start with.
Okay.
Now, Lynn, can you introduce our friend, Corliss?
Well, Corliss Royal is a professional accountant, the best accountant in Gwinnett and DeKalb County and surrounding areas, in my opinion, and I'm just happy to call her friend. I've known Corliss for years and years. We worked together with Gwinnett Department of Recreation as hostesses for events at the old courthouse. And since that time, Corliss and I have just become greater friends, and I'm just, like I say, just proud that she's doing the work that she's doing. If you need to know anything about taxes or what you need to do and not do, she's your woman.
Corliss Royal, thank you for being on the show and taking this much time for me to get to you. And this right here, Mom, listen, this right here, both of them are powerful women. Thank you, Marcus, you know. I'm going to get you. You got me tearing up a little bit. But anyway, thing is, Corliss, say hello. Happy birthday to my mom.
And hello to everybody there. And Lynn, thank you for such a wonderful introduction. Mama Lizzie, you have lived a long time, and you have made many, many, many accomplishments, and you have produced many seed that's doing very well. That's quite a gift from God. And yes, you have more than 30 more years left. More than, because you got a whole lot more to do. And I just want to say thank you, and also thank you for being a part of my show when I was on Tom's show, and everybody there. And I just want to say thank you, and we love you, and continue with all your good efforts, and all things will be well.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to meeting you. Have I had a chance to meet you? I'm not sure.
Not in person, but we've met on the radio many times.
Well, yes. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
I love you, Corey. You're our inspiration, Ms. Lindsay. You're our inspiration.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And you are my inspiration.
Corey, stay on, but we have another doctor online. Just want to give her recognition, and then we're going to get to your niece, who's been so patient. She's going to blow your mind,
okay.
Mama.
Okay.
Okay. So let's go with Doctor.
My best friend, Dr. Annette Waller.
Welcome.
With us.
770-631. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Hi, how's everyone doing? This has been great. I've just been listening in. Mrs. Doretha, I met you through Lynn.
I think
Tom interviewed Lynn a while ago, and we talked about what we had in common, and that you were born, I believe, in Loganville, Georgia.
Right.
Yes.
We're home girls.
Yeah.
From Walton County.
Yeah, I lived there only for a few weeks, about 6 weeks.
Yes. We had my mother
moved to Buford, Georgia.
Right.
Hey, Miss Lindsay, that's enough for us to have the connection.
Yes.
I just want to give you a birthday shout out.
Well, thank you very much. I'm elated that you have taken out the time from the busy schedule to shout out to me. Thank you very much. And we must get together.
Okay. You continue the great work I've heard. Everybody's excited.
Ms. Lindsay, I think Annette has a daughter in the promised land. Am I right?
Annette?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Well, here's the opportunity for Lynn. If you could do one thing to surprise my mother, and I know your niece is about ready to blow up. She's gonna be on Motown. She's gonna be RTN, Sony. She's gonna be all around, flying around the country and everything, doing
like
tours.
I'm pouring all I have into her. She's going to take up.
Hold it. I want you to introduce her. And
okay.
Tell her to sing a song to Mama.
Will she sing for Mrs. Doretha tonight?
We're going to ask her to.
Yes.
Casey, are you there?
We're here. We're all here.
I'm right here.
You got it. You're a new generation of us.
How is everybody doing?
Everybody doing great. Thank you. Love you.
Oh, I love you all more. And happy birthday, Mama Lindsay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I look forward to meeting you. Okay, sometime. Okay.
Look forward to it after hearing so much wonderful things about you. I love meeting powerful women right here in Georgia. And the promised land sounds really promising.
As always, to God be the glory. Okay.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, hit it one time, girlfriend.
This is the end of a love affair. He had to go now, but I don't know where. He said he loved me till the end of time. But it didn't work out. It didn't work out.
He had to tell me goodbye. Yes. Now I Wesley. Every in my life seems incomplete. He said he loved me to the end. And most of it didn't work out. It didn't work out. He had to tell me goodbye. Tell me goodbye. Tell me goodbye. Bye, bye, bye. Tell me goodbye. Happy birthday, love.
Mama. And I muted everyone out because we're coming around the corner, but I want to say thank you all so much, and those who I couldn't get on because it was, it was a short notice, and I didn't have the chance to get 100 seats, you know. It's like, you know, at a civic center. But what was left and what was meant to happen was to show love for this woman who's the queen of the promised land. It is not the queen of the promised land, the queen of Georgia, the queen of her own life and her legacy. And I want to say thank you so much, Lynn. Chase, thank you so much, Corliss. Thank you so much, Nisi 706. Thank you so much, Marcus, to share in this moment. But before we go, I want to see if I can get one person that can make her cry.
Hello, I'd like to say happy birthday to Doretha Livesey, my daughter, and may you have many more. Love you.
Thank you all so much for being on the show. Mama, we'll scrape you up out the kitchen floor in a minute. But thank you all for listening into the show. One love, one love, one love. Good night. You want to say something? You want to finish out anything? Did you hear? Oh, mercy. She's too clenched. Thank you all for being on the show.